And we're
Podcast Experiment
live.
live on Facebook. Woo, I did it. We just want to welcome everyone here for a special live episode of Speak Beastie to help celebrate our fifth birthday anniversary or show, whatever this is. We've been around for 5 years. Woot woot.
Yeah, and so host, if you guys just want to introduce yourselves to put a face to the voice.
Oh, I'm Rex.
I'm Anne.
Juliana.
I'm Marjolaine.
And I'm Amy. And we have a special guest, two special guests on with us today. First we have Sophie from the social media team. Hey,
hello.
Sophie. You want to introduce yourself for people who may not know you?
Well, I feel a little bit weird introducing myself while you just said your names and I have like a paragraph of things to say.
It's because you're so special.
Oh, okay. So if I may, I'm Sophie. I'm a Ravenclaw and a Thunderbird. I'm known from movies such as You Forgot to Mention Tina. Why not talk about Tina? And I'm also a seen face from the Correspondence videos that we are putting up every second week, and where we discuss your guys' predictions for for future movies. And then I also have the 3 a.m. ET slot for the Speak BC Twitter account. So you might have seen some posts from me. If they are about Tina, they are probably mine.
True. And we have another Common Rem correspondent on with us, Melanie. Melanie, tell us a bit about you.
Hello. I am Melanie. I, as Sophie already said, and you mentioned, I am running the Speak Beastie correspondence with the girls together. And I have actually been on an episode as a guest host some years ago. I think it was episode 62. We talked a lot about Credence. That was fun. We recently, Amy and Anne, and I think Sophie, we were doing a live about the whole
Grindelwald. Oh, yeah, about who's going to replace
Deb. Yeah. So you might have seen my face here and there. And yeah, I'm excited to be here that you invited me. That's very nice. And I can't believe it's been 5 years. I mean, where did the time go?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Just to kind of go into the podcast history a little bit here, the first episode was released on December 20th, 2015. And the title was Draw Me Like One of Your Mer People. Classic title. And the hosts were Shannon, Ariel, Aaron, and Elena. So Rex has queued up the first little intro of that first episode. So let's listen to it just for a little throwback.
Welcome to episode 1 of Speak Beastie for December 20th, 2015. I'm Shannon Mickelson.
I'm Ariel Taransky.
I'm Aaron Schwartz.
And I'm Elena Darcy.
Welcome to MuggleNet's brand new Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them podcast. We're going to be bringing you news and discussions about the film series and the book by J.K. Rowling.
And there was the little intro.
It's so
adorable. Nostalgia.
Using their full names. So cute.
It was so adorable. I'm Shannon Michelson.
Especially there are voices in there that we don't have around anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, Shannon's the only one left on staff right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been 5 years, so that's a pretty...
Now yeah. I'm sad. Sorry, and we're sad.
So we don't have any of the OG hosts on with us today. But like you said, Shannon is still around. Lizzie S. is still a host. She was there in the beginning. Who else was still? Megan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it for original.
I think
hosts,
you might be right.
Yeah.
So I guess a question for our current hosts and staff and guest Melanie. Where were you guys 5 years ago, and how did you get involved with the podcast, find the podcast, etc.?
Well, I just searched for a Fantasy Beast podcast and I found Speak Beastie, and here I am 3 years later. Well, I didn't find it right away because it took me 2 years to get into the movies, but yeah.
So do you know where you were?
Probably my bed. I don't know where I was.
December 20th, 2015, I can say for sure that I was in Chicago and, you know, working my current job because, you know, but I was also listening to Speak Beastie because I found the article that was referenced above, The Case Has Been Opened, MuggleNet's new Fantastic Beasts podcast. And I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. I'll check that out. So day one listener, joined the common room as soon as it was an option on Patreon. And then they asked for auditions for a new host last year. I recorded a time turner for the Grand Guignol and they liked it and they asked me to be here. And I hope they haven't this is a mistake yet.
I think it's so cool that we've been around long enough that now people who started listening to the podcast are now hosts and staff of the podcast. I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's the same for me. I learned about a new Fantastic Beasts podcast when it was announced on Alohomora, I think. And so I'm not sure I listened to the episode the right day it came out, but I definitely jumped on it the week it came out. So very, very early too. And I have exactly the same story as Anne. So yeah.
I think around this time I was just about to get into that big snowstorm we were just talking about off the air. Like literally a month before this. But when the first episode came out, but I don't think I started listening till like 2017. It was after I was a guest on Beyond the Veil. So it might have to be shortly after Beyond the Veil started. So about 2 years ago now that would be, because then I was snooping around on the MuggleNet website and I was like, oh, there's a Fantastic Beasts podcast. And I've only been listening to podcasts for now, like about 3 years, which is bananas because like, if you listen for my voice, you can probably hear me almost anywhere at this point, including the tops of mountains. Cause my voice is so freaking loud, but yeah, it's just, yeah, I think I was in that snowstorm when this started and I was in my car when I started listening, I believe. So yeah.
I'm kind of on the same page with Juliana. I really didn't start listening to podcasts till like 2017, 2018-ish. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely when I started listening. I did listen to like Alohomora, like on and off when that first started. But 5 years ago, I graduated from undergrad. So
yeah, same.
It's my little five-year anniversary of having a bachelor's degree.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And now I have a master's degree as well.
Ooh, even fancier.
Well, when I started listening to Speak Beastie, I think you had out 5 or 6 episodes, and I heard about you, I think, on MuggleCast. And I thought, let's go and check it out. And then I binged all the episodes at once and was hooked. And I don't remember exactly how long it took. Not too long, but then I joined the Patreon and the group. And I love it. I'm just so happy with the friends that I made along the way here. And I think you all can attest to that, that it's such a great group. So any one of you who is listening and watching right now, if you have not joined their Patreon yet, please do, because these are amazing people and I love them all. So just cool. Come and join.
Mel. yeah, 5 years ago, I would have been a junior in college. And I remember when this podcast was being talked about, when they were planning to start this, it was brought up in MuggleNet staff meetings, and we knew we needed to get something out and we wanted to get ahead of it and have that first Fantastic Beasts podcast. And I remember being so disappointed at the time because I couldn't put my name in to host because I had nowhere quiet to record. So I was living in a dorm.
Yep.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool. It's been so cool to watch it grow because I was close friends with all the group that started it. So I was pretty involved from the start anyway, as a listener and a supportive friend on the sidelines. and then when eventually they were looking for more hosts, I think like 2 years later, that's when I joined in because I've been a host since 2017. So yeah. Good memories.
Yeah. And I just want to mention our friends in the chat, because we have Eve in the chat, so another correspondent and another member of the social media team. And we have Igor in the chat, which was our original editor. So yeah, and he says that he is very honored to have been part of Speak Beastie history. So, and we are very honored to have him as our original editor. He did
Igor
a great job.
Igor spent many hours trying to make us sound good.
We will never forget the great K-pop song with Ariel.
Yeah.
That was great.
Oh, speaking of, does anybody have any favorite podcast memories?
Drunk Serafina. That was the first time listening to this podcast that I like genuinely belly laughed, like for like I remember I was driving back from my job and I was listening to this on my drive home and I was like, this is so funny, like this is like prime.
Well, you were in your car, that is okay. Mostly I listen to them in the train, and then they have moments like this and you're just like because you don't want to be the weird person that is laughing out loud in the train.
Oh, I've had that experience on public transit.
Same.
It is so embarrassing.
See, I have no shame. There's no
now
shame.
It's better with the, yeah, now it's better with the mask, so they can't really see you.
I know. Anyone else? Any other favorite memories?
I think my favorite memory was the first time I was a guest host. I actually couldn't remember what number it was, so I double checked. Number 27, Good Old Noodles.
Oh,
that was my first time guest hosting. And it was such a dream to be able to like be on the call with these people who I'd listen to every other week and talk to them. And I remember there were a couple times where they had me like, and what do you think? Because I would forget to talk because I was so used to just listening and not responding. Of course, now we have the opposite problem that I just won't shut
you
up.
You talk all the time now.
We have to just cut him off.
They're like, and we've been recording for 5 hours. You need to stop talking about Salamanders.
And you, and Mike.
But I got to say case closed, and it was recorded. I want to say, I remember it was towards the end of the year, because I remember that Dan Fogler was the first episode of the next year.
Yeah.
So it would have been recorded right around my birthday, which is the day after Christmas. So best birthday present ever.
Well, we just did your episode on the correspondence, and we did 30 today, which was Valentine's Day. So yeah, it would make sense if it was like the last episode of the year.
No, actually, it looks like it was January 1st of 2017.
So you were the first episode.
They would
come in hot with Anne.
Yeah. I have a couple favorite memories, I think. The first one was before I was actually a host on the podcast, when we had that panel at New York Comic Con, the live episode. And that was really, really cool. I ran the live stream, so yay. My claim to fame. Yeah, that was just really cool to just see this room packed full of people who were really into it. And it was before the movie came out, so we really knew nothing.
And we still know nothing.
Yeah, we still know nothing. We're still clueless.
After 5 years, we're still, what's going on?
And then I think my other favorite, like, memory of hosting was probably the episode with Chris Rankin, Needs More Accordions. That one was really fun.
Yeah, I have a lot of favorite memories, actually. And yeah, my first episode as a guest host, it was very special because it was, so it was, I had to look up, but it's episode 58. And it was when we had the first Crimes of Grindelwald trailer. And yeah, I took this job on the common room since we knew that the new movie would be in Paris. So I felt like I'm the French correspondent I need.
Ever since she is.
Well, Igor said in the chat on here, he was like, I remember when Marjo was the French listener, in quotes.
So being on the episode was really, really special, because this trailer was really special for me. and yeah, on the most personal growth, it was very challenging to be on an English speaking podcast for me, because I considered that I didn't have good enough English to talk with you guys live. So when I realized that it would be okay for me to do the audition to be a host, I was really shocked, because I really didn't consider that I would have a good enough English to talk to an English speaking podcast. So yeah, that was really, really special for me, to joining the host team. And after that, I have to mention the experience I had meeting William Nadilam. To do an interview with him. It was really special. It was the first time I did this kind of thing. And I was a host only since 2 months or 1 month. So it was really recent for me to joining the team. So yeah. And later I also had the chance to be part of the episode with Poppy. And it was really, really cool to do the interview with her too. So yeah, it was really special.
Marjolaine, your English is a lot better than my French.
I know. I marvel at it because I can't speak any languages. I feel so bad.
No, but when you have some German who can speak English so perfectly, when you're French, you feel so, you know that you're not as good in English as your German neighbors. So, yeah.
He's talking about Melanie, not me. Because I'm sitting most of the time, I'm like, what do I want to say? How do I say this in another language?
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about Melanie. I'm talking about Aurelia. That's a lot.
Well, in my
those are all Germanic languages, and French is a Romance language. So
that is true. It's very
it's a different mother language. Yeah.
But also in my case, it's an exception, because I've been living in a different country for 13 years. So I am depending on speaking other languages. So English is my survival. Yeah.
Anybody else? Any memories?
Well, I don't have, and I have never been on a show. That's why I don't really have a memory.
You can go ahead, Sophie.
The only thing that I remember being part of it was when my messages are read out, and I always feel very cool when it happens. So, yeah.
I mean, something special for you is you are the Tina correspondent. So.
That is true.
I mean,
that is true. I have
can't
my
get
job.
Any more special than that.
If there's been Catherine Waterston news and we didn't cover it,
you made sure we did.
Well, I have something for you because you asked like 6 months ago. We now know that she had a son.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Congratulations.
That's all the news. Yeah, it's like 1.5 years ago, but sure.
Well, because we know she's a listener.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, totally.
100%.
I mean, she knows we exist, I think, so...
But she follows me, she should know that.
Yeah,
because I tweet about it. I talk about it a lot.
I don't know, but everyone was talking about their first host, like, guest host number, and I'm like, oh, I had no idea. So I just looked that up. Because I didn't bother thinking of it until everyone's just like, oh yeah, my first episode was this. I'm like, but my first episode was episode 104 at the beginning. Was it, did it come out this year? Yeah, at the in January, which honestly feels like 12 years ago at this point.
Oh, yeah.
What 2020 is going. And I just remember Helene just asked me randomly to just, if I was free Thursday night, I believe. And I was just like, yeah. And guest hosted, then I got involved with Speak Beastie, and I think in like May or June, that's when I moved to like a co-host. I really don't remember because this year's been 5 years long.
We had not a lot of new host this year. I think you weren't the only one.
It's me and Jeff, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff, of course. Yeah.
How could you forget Jeff? He's in the comments now. He is watching. He will judge you.
He's going to spam a bunch of tear emojis.
Jeff.
We already kind of discriminate him in the earlier thing that we did. I don't know what we did, but somehow he was like, there goes my self-esteem, and now look at you, Marcio.
Yeah, that's the theme of the day. Meeting Jeff.
Poor little Hufflepuff.
So we sort of already talked a bit about our favorite episodes, but that's next on the list of questions. So does anybody have any favorite episodes they remember that they want to
mention? Mine is brought up earlier. Amy, 86, needs more accordions because I am the president and only member of the Percy Weasley fan club. So anything that Chris Rankin does, I will be like, it's my favorite. It's the best. Chris Rankin, yay.
Chris is awesome, though. And that was such a fun episode. Like, he was,
it really
so,
was.
Like, into it, which made it so fun.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's definitely the 100th episode because that was
just, so fun.
I was in tears. I mean, we heard everyone's voice again and all the lovely messages, and it was just so wonderful. So that was a really great, great episode.
At the point where everyone just said their name and that list was so long.
Yeah.
That was such a good moment because there's so many people involved in the podcast and behind the scenes as well. So it was really cool to have all the social media team and the producers and editors on and hear their stories.
Yeah, I think it was the episode where we make it so obvious that we are a large, such a large family. And yeah, it felt very special to have everyone gathered in this episode, even if it was an editing trick because we weren't actually gathered.
Yeah, and I have to say, Lizzie just popped in the comments and said, the 100th episode was such a pain in the booty, but so much fun. So shout out to Lizzie because she wrangled us all for that.
Yep,
she scheduled us all in groups according to how we could record and when we could meet and got it all together. So team effort.
Yeah, I always remember the bonus episode. We saw Fantastic Beasts and it was the first episode that we had after some of the host had the chance to see a preview screening of.
Oh, that was my first episode.
Oh,
I was a guest.
Oh, wow.
I just remembered. Oh. Yeah, that's right.
And yeah, I have such a vivid memory of listening to it, and like I was in tears too because it was such pure joy and excitement. And yeah, because we finally had this movie, and I think it was such a relief that we liked the movie that we were talking about since 1 year, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it was spoiler-free, but I waited until I saw the movie to listen to it. And yeah, it was. I just have these images of me in the kitchen listening to this episode, and it's just stuck in my head because it's in an apartment that I'm not living in yet. So it's stuck with these images of this episode. Oh.
Yeah, I remember that episode because it was spoiler free and it was so hard not to say anything. Mm-hmm. I was like, what can I say other than I really loved this movie? Like, I don't know. I can't say anything.
You know, you guys are the only reason why I am actually watching the trailers and stuff. I would usually, for movies that I'm excited about, I would stay away from spoilers so far. But you guys just make it so fun to listen to, and I want to hear what you have to say. And so I am actually watching the trailers and discussing everything with you. Do you remember in the very beginning, we were actually with Mari having our Skype meetings, and we were going through frame by frame with her program. Yeah. That was insane. And we were analyzing everything.
It was great.
That was,
Yeah, I can't wait for us to have a trailer so we can do that again.
Yeah.
Or just a set photo.
Please.
Or
anything, like literally anything. Like, do you follow Poppy on Instagram?
Oh, are you talking about her Instagram story with her wand?
That's so great. She's like giving little hints. Like, I'm really like, are you even allowed to show this? Because she showed a wand, then she showed a little tag that said for Vindia meeting with Colleen. And I'm like, are you allowed to show this? This is interesting because you're the only one who is doing it. But you don't see anything from the set. It's only like a little bit. Little pieces.
Well, because they're all under NDAs.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm asking, is she allowed to show it?
Maybe someone is signing up on it before she's posting it, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, and Vinda's wand is already available on Noble Collection, so it's not like it's an unknown quantity. Like, it's something that has already been out there.
Okay.
Well, and it's not like a new character.
Yeah.
No.
Because she was in Crimes of Grindelwald, so...
Yeah.
Though, like I had no idea what her wand looked like. I was like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, so that's what your wand looks like. Oh, okay, like, moving on.
And also she posted a picture of her in her costume, but it's the same, like, in the second movie, so.
Oh, like with the hat?
That's all okay, yeah. Okay. Cool. And the boots and the trousers. Yeah.
Normal clothes, nothing new. She's probably wearing a shirt, too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. my favorite episode is episode 42 because it was the one about Tina. And also, I think it's the first one I listened to. Can't remember, but I think I was looking for episodes about Tina.
Hmm. Yeah. We need more episodes about Tina, I guess.
Yeah. Hopefully soon, once we find out more about her.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a favorite Newt case?
Yeah, my favorite is the Teddy Poe. I think it's the most famous one because we are all still scared of it. And my favorite part is the end of it when Ariel just says, what the bleep is wrong with you, Michael? It's just so funny. It was dead silent after you finished, and then just like, what the bleep is wrong with you, Michael? <It's> so funny.
Oh, you know what? I just remembered that I like the hoop snake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's the one where I was Googling afterwards. Yeah, I was like, I must see this picture of this man like pushing a lipstick down the, down the grain.
It was definitely one that I Googled as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can still remember that picture in my brain of the kid being like, whoop, 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 with the and the snake is like, wee!
There was something about some weird dolphins also. What were they called?
The pink dolphins.
Oh, the pink dolphins. Pink dolphins. How they come from the Amazon as women, but they still have blowholes.
They're real. They're real. That's the best part.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it was called, but the one, it was this weird, devil creature thingy.
The Jersey Devil?
I don't remember what it was, but I just remember us being like, what the hell? Because we found out that Detroit has a parade.
That's the Nain Rouge.
Dedicated. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, what? You have a parade for this thing?
I think over the years, there has been some really weird ones. And I usually am fully excited about every single one because I love all sorts of creatures and myth and legends. So some of them are really funny. Again, there's one more in my mind that is the one that is living on a hill, but it only walks in one direction because one leg is longer than the other. And they're having the questions, what is happening when two of them come across each other and how do they bounce?
I don't know for you, but it's a famous one in France. The Dayu in French. I don't know if you have another word in, but it's so funny. I remember the Earthling because I remember that Shannon did great research on it and it was really interesting, and she also did a nice reading of the poem, and it reminds me of the Telepo. Michael reading the Telepo one, and Shannon did a great job with this one. And I think, I know it was on an episode with Shannon and Oreo, and it was a German. I think Oreo did a reading in German too after.
No, she did in English, and I wanted her to do it in German.
Didn't she did the German thing for the Patreon or something like that?
She wanted to, but I never saw it. So not sure.
She did another reading, but what was it again?
Kunisch.
Was it that?
Yeah.
So she definitely did something in German on another episode.
Yeah, and going back to the favorite episode, I just wanted to mention, because I'm reading the comments at the same time, and Ev mentioned the episode with James Payton and the interview with James, and it was really, really an awesome episode, and I remember it vividly too. It was so cool, a life lesson. I don't know, but it was really cool.
I know we're talking about the Newt case, but one of the time turners that I remember pretty vividly is one that you did, Anne, the one with the fairy dollhouse.
Oh, the fairy dollhouse, my favorite place in the world.
Yeah.
I spent hours looking at video of it after that.
Same.
I want to go there with you, Anne.
We will go. Once MSI reopens, let me know. I will take you down there. It is amazing.
It directly put Chicago on my list to go to, just to see that. And to meet you, of course.
Well, no, Fairy Castle is first. That is a priority. That's valid. I'm so glad to hear that you all like that, because that has been one of my favorite things about living here, is being able to go and see it. And once I found out about it, I was like, this is my favorite thing ever. I'm never going to shut up about this. So being for the wider audience was really fun. And this makes me so happy.
Oreo is in the comments, and she confirmed that she did a German version for Patreon. So
I remember listening to it. Yeah, it's cool.
She says she did Knecht Ruprecht as well for Christmas.
Year. That's the one I think I thought. Yeah.
I would say my favorite new case was the Squonk. It was fairly... I don't remember which episode, but it's a creature where it's so ugly it cries all the time, and if it gets too upset, it dissolves into a puddle of tears, which especially in 2020 is such a mood.
Yep.
So we do have a little kind of fun game planned. If Rex, you wanna?
So we have some like random superlatives in this hat that I have, and Amy and I thought it would be fun to just kind of assign them to people.
Like the hosts?
Yeah. So. Or okay. Any other Speak Beastie crew.
No, the hobos that are standing outside your door, Sophie.
No,
I mean, also one of the characters. You can also just give them all to Catherine Waterston, but...
Also, I don't have hobos right outside my house. I'm not living in America. Thank you very much.
Oh, my bad.
Sophie coming in with the barbed burns.
Just for your information, I do have a hobo that actually lives in my neighborhood, and he is creepy.
Not surprised.
But since we are about to start like international warfare between Sophie and Juliana, this one is kind of fitting as who is most likely to contest a ban on international travel because they like to travel internationally.
I'm going to say Marjo. Like, I feel like you would be the one who would kick up a fuss.
I was going to say Ario.
Yeah, she just moved from one country to another in the middle of a pandemic. So
that's true. And she lived other places before, too. Hasn't she lived in New Zealand as well?
Yeah.
And she's from Germany, and now she's in England. I've only lived in the United States, personally.
Yeah, I live in Canada and I travel to lots of places, but yeah, no, I don't consider myself as a, but yeah, no, I think Oreo can have this title.
And then,
just for this moving in the middle of a pandemic, because it was epic.
I want to know the process that she had to go through.
I can attest that she asked me in the middle of it to keep her informed of when the French border would be open to pass through it, because she couldn't move through France to go to England. England was open, but France was closed.
It was definitely a long process.
Yeah.
Sounds like the United States versus everywhere else in the world. We can go anywhere, but no one wants to take us, which is valid. Don't take us. Leave us here.
And which host is best with puns? I have to go with Anne.
Yeah, Anne is pretty good. Mm. Juliana is
I could contest. I'm not the best, but I could contest with Anne.
Yeah, she tries. But
so she I try.
That's true. She tries.
I don't want to hear my Christmas joke that I just told like 10, 20 minutes ago, whatever time that was.
Not again. No, thank
you. Yes, we'd love to hear you try.
Aha, Sophie, I get to try.
This is what we have to deal with on the correspondence every episode. So,
what is Santa's favorite place to deliver presents to? Idaho, ho, ho!
It's not
great. It's so bad, it's good.
No, it's so bad, it's bad.
Anne laughed. We lost her.
She get at least a pity laugh every time. That's all I'm looking for.
That is true.
That's the goal, is just to get that one like side glance of being like, what the actual? And then some pity laugh of like, then I'm good. My duty has been fulfilled.
Let's see what the next one is. Who has been bleeped out the most by Catherine?
Ario.
Ario.
Yep.
Ario? I thought I would have said Ario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I would say Ariel, but
definitely they might be tied up there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I wonder
if there's a way
to find that out. Like, that doesn't require a lot of work.
Let's say,
Catherine,
put it this way.
Notebook and like tallies it.
I'm sure Catherine could probably tell us like straight out if we just asked her. I'm sure she knows in her brain.
Aurelia is getting mostly bleeped out by Catherine, but Ariel was mostly bleeped out
by Igor.
True.
That's true.
True.
And then who's most likely to replace David Yates as director?
Igor.
Michael.
I was going to
Michael.
Oh,
Michael.
Michael.
Legit Igor hates Yates. It's so funny.
Yeah, I think Michael too. So.
But Michael yeah. too, yeah.
I think they would do a duo. Yeah, together yeah. they would be a dream team.
Oh, yeah. It would be amazing just together.
Overthrow him. Take over.
Do a coup. And then the next one is most likely to just look it up in the screenplay.
Shannon.
Yeah. I think that's what she said every episode of like our 10-minute rewatch.
She's always like in every episode, she's like, wait, I have the script book right here.
And then who's most likely to misspell a word in the doc?
Juliana.
I'm just thinking of Rex's Brazil information.
Yeah, that's right.
That was such a hot mess in the doc. Because I added stuff from legit 5 minutes before we started recording. And what word did I spell like 12 different ways? And they were all wrong. But they were all different.
And it was like a word that like we use pretty often too.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember. It was something.
And yeah, and Juliana has mad autocorrect thing.
Oh, my autocorrect hates me. Oh, it hates me so much.
Marshall?
Yeah. So I have a new name this week.
Marshall Lane.
I'm Marshall Lane.
Marshall Lane.
Oh. Right off of Main Street is Marshall Lane.
Okay, we can do a couple more of these. What's this one? Who's most likely to be a mind reader?
Shannon.
She's obviously just...
She has the most correct predictions.
100%. Yeah. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Especially as someone who's like been like part of the cover room correspondence too. Like it's crazy some of the things that come out of her mouth sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is like literally 5 years ago. How did you know? Like,
yeah. She's actually from the future.
She just used like one of those time turners from Cursed Child.
Oh, she is the ghost of the future.
Oh, sorry, Sophie, you lost your space.
Yeah, well, I only knew that next year would be 2021, so I wasn't good anyway.
Good prediction.
I know.
Then who's most likely to be a secret Dumbledore?
Say Shannon again.
I would say Aurelia, because Aurelia.
Oh, yeah, she does have the name.
That's true. Yeah, she's the bag.
That does make sense.
Makes all the sense.
Well, I mean, more? If you think about it, any of us could be a secret Dumbledore, because who cares about timelines?
You are a Dumbledore.
Is there going to be another secret Dumbledore in the third movie?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
It's his great aunt, Tessie. Jacinda Dumbledore. She also loves goats, but she's more of an alpaca kind of gal, you know?
Taking it too far, Juliana.
Yeah.
I like to do that too.
Or you in the comments
says,
say,
I won't confirm or deny. In German, that means, yes, I am.
And I think this is the last one that I have. But this is a fun one. Who's most likely to get blown up by an arumpet?
Someone who's clumsy. This could easily be me.
Ariel.
Oh, yeah, maybe Ariel.
I would say Megan, because she is someone who just, when she's enraged, you know.
Yeah, that is so true.
She would just go for it, and she wouldn't pay attention to what comes her way when she's storming the Warner Brothers building and the defense mechanism of the building.
Yeah, or if Warner Brothers was an eruptment, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those were the superlatives that I... that we had. That was fun. Now I have so much paper.
Recycle it.
Well, use it in 10 and 5 years again, nobody will remember.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, they're like already gone.
Okay.
Too late. Well, to close out, should we sing happy
birthday? Oh, this is going to sound terrible. Let's do it.
Move on in a different language.
It's going to be great.
Oh, yes.
I can try pig Latin, maybe. I'll just do English. Maybe Rex, do you know how to sign happy birthday, Rex? Because I know you do sign language. That would be kind of cool for people to watch if you can do that. I don't know where.
I haven't done that in so long.
I was just thinking of who knows other different languages, and that's definitely a different language for sure.
It's not fun. Like, I was like, it doesn't look exciting.
I think it's just
like
doing.
It's legit, just like happy. It's like happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to speak Beastie. Happy birthday.
It adds variety.
To you.
All right. Well, shall we?
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Keep singing at me.
Happy birthday to you.
Sing that song in tune.
No,
really can't.
Like, it's, I was just like, you can like meant. Break out a pitch pipe, and then someone like decides to like just go on their own thing, and then everyone's like, I don't know what I'm doing now.
We probably sounded like singing the Hogwarts song. Everybody plays by himself.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we should have done.
Well, this was so much fun.
Thanks for celebrating with us, everyone.
It was in the little live stream. It was really fun. And cheers to another 5 years before the next movie comes out.
No, God.
Post.
As we would say in Finland, hyvä syntymä päivä, speak beastie.
Exactly. Ooh. What she said.
I love that.
Case closed.
Oh, we did it.
We're still recording,
so it can be a little like fun tidbit.
One, two, three.
Case closed.